Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting was supposed to have started 7 minutes ago. A number of us just came out of a management selection and review committee meeting. We do have quorum, but we have somebody who's going to make a record of this meeting, so I'm hopefully going to use this time to allow for those of you who are in the audience and wish to be part of public comment the opportunity to sign up to do so. There's a sheet of paper that the lady with the red shirt is holding up. You do not have to put your name on that sheet of paper. What you do have to do is indicate in some way whether you are a person in blue shirt. Now, of course, if you put your name down, I will call you by your name. Most people over the course of the last 16 years that I've been attending these meetings have put their names down. Nobody that I can recall has asked to be anonymous, but you do have that prerogative. And by virtue of being here tonight, you do not have to show us anything, including a tape recorder, a video recorder, or anything else. So that means that somebody wants to set up a camera to make a record of this meeting, they have a full right to do so. I have distributed to our board the agenda as I have it. We had a breakdown in communication. My vice chair, Elaine Duncan, also produced a set of agendas. I think there's very little difference, if any, except that I put a few notes on mine and I underlined some things which were really talking points for me. But I think all of you, or at least every other one of you, should have access to an agenda, which means you'll be on top of it as much as I am. And I am about to, as long as our secretary is ready, and I would like a copy of the minutes of the last meeting. Do you have an extra copy of the minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm calling this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda, other than calling it to order,
time date.
Oh, today is August the 9th. It is 7:10 p.m., and this is the KPFT Local Station Board meeting. The first one, if there may be others, but this is the first one for the month of August. The next item on the agenda is staff recognition. This is limited to 5 minutes. Is there anybody who wishes? I know we have great staff to recognize, but we also have a tight agenda. Bob Gardner.
I want to commend Dust Garza for breaking up, sweeping up all the leaves around the station last weekend.
Okay, thank you.
That took quite a bit of effort.
I want to thank you for initially standing when you made those comments, and I would like to urge all board members tonight, when they are recognized, to stand and speak as they are able.
I move we waive that requirement and just let them speak.
I am not making it a requirement, I'm making it a request.
Okay.
Any other staff recognition? Seeing none?
No, I have one.
Okay, Robert Mark.
I'd just like to thank those people who are paid staff who spend their time volunteering at fundraisers over and above their regular duties at the station. And I think that that's above and beyond, and they do great things.
Okay, we'll now take roll. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Adrian LaViolette.
Here.
Jerry Lynch.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
Susan Radwin.
Here.
Jaime Rodriguez.
Here.
Deb Shafto. Does she have a request for an excused absence? Do we wish to give her an excused absence. What is the preference of the body?
Give her an excused absence.
Okay, there's a motion to give Deb Shafto an excused absence. This would be...
require suspending the special rule.
Yeah, it's a special rule that will require a two-thirds vote to give her that. So I want to see a show of hands. All those in favor of giving Deb Shafto an excused absence, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. If we had 24 people here, we know that's definitely two-thirds, so she will receive an excused absence. Next on the list of people, Ted Weiskel, I am here. Adriana Cassanet.
Present.
Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Nick Economidis, he requested an excused absence. Is there any objection? I don't think he has exceeded the number of times where he would have to be a special rule. No objections. Nick has an excused absence. Alexandra Hunter.
Here.
Jim Krafka. I presume he will arrive later. He is not here. Robert Mark.
Here.
P.K. McCary.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Benicio Williams.
Here.
Rhonda Garner. No request.
She had a request.
Okay, is there any objection to giving Rhonda Garner an excused absence? Seeing none, excused. Mike Lewis.
Here.
Cliff Smith.
Here.
Robert Gartner.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Lars Headington.
Here.
Obadike Kamau. He is not here. I don't think he requested an excused absence.
We knew he was going on vacation.
Yes, but...
Come on.
Do you wish to give him an excused absence, Cliff?
Yeah.
Okay, there's... Is there any objection to giving Obadike Kamau an excused absence? Seeing none, excused. Okay, agenda approval. You have tonight's agenda before you. It's ambitious. Okay. Adrian. Adrian.
I move to move business 7A, 13.2, 13.4, and 13.5 to directly after agenda approval in that order. And I move that 13.3 be withdrawn.
Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. I move to move business 7A, 13.2, 13.4, 13.5 to directly after agenda approval in that order. And I move that 13.3 be withdrawn.
Okay, this is not a debatable motion. Is there a second to that motion? Okay, it has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of moving to the next item on the agenda?
I see no need for 13.5 since I have resigned from that committee.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's accepted by
everybody. Okay, so it's 7A, 13.2, 13.4, and 13.5 and 13.3 are withdrawn.
Excuse me, Ted. Ted, we can't hear.
Not withdrawn. Only 13.3 is withdrawn. 7A, 13.2, and 13.4 move directly after agenda approval. 13.5 is, I think, what Mr. Mark just resolved.
You have to, 13.5, I've been informed, and I think this is correct, that even if someone wishes to resign from a committee, that resignation has to be approved by the body.
So the
vote is on whether or not to move these 1, 2, 3, 4 items up in the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Okay, the motion passes, and we will immediately address 7. Excuse me, hold on a moment. 7A. It's on page 1 of our agenda. 7A, Investigative Committee for Robert Marks. Yes, Bill?
On the agenda approval, I had asked for a 30-minute executive session to discuss personnel changes.
Okay, would you like to make that into a motion?
I move that we schedule an executive session to discuss personnel changes and put it control the special work committee reports. After 11, excuse me.
What
page is
that
on? Before number 12, I'm going to put this on page 2.
Before number 12 on page 2 is the executive session. For 30 minutes. To discuss personnel matters. Before unfinished business, before 12, Roman numeral 12, which is about 5 down on the second page.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. All those in favor, please note Jim Krafka has arrived.
Can you just clarify this again, please?
Yes. Bill Crozier is requesting that we move into an executive session for 30 minutes starting after Roman numeral 11F, before unfinished business. Okay? So, all those in favor of going to executive session prior to unfinished business, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes have it, and we will go into executive session at that time. Are there any other changes to tonight's agenda? Hearing none. Adrian, right?
That's right.
Adrian, the floor is yours to present your motion regarding 7A.
The motion put forth by KC to investigate the actions of Bob Marks was voted on, and an investigative committee conducted the investigation. It was brought to my attention that I do not have the power to decide to terminate the Bob Marks investigation, therefore I'm presenting the following committee report right now. That is, resolve that this committee members Duncan, Rodwan, Moreno, and LaViolette is adjourned to meet on September 20th, 2017 at the Shape Community Center at 3903 Alameda, Houston, Texas, 77004 at 7 p.m. Resolve that 1 hour from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. be allotted for additional testimony from witnesses to the actions and character of Robert Mark. Resolve that Mr. Robert Mark is hereby cited to appear at said adjourned meeting for trial to show cause why he should not be removed from the position of delegate or otherwise sanctioned on the following charge and specifications. Charge, conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization, specification, and that on April 12, 2017, in a public meeting of the KPFT LSB of the Pacifica Foundation at the Montrose Center, 401 Brainard, Houston, Texas, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture known commonly as a Nazi salute in frustration toward a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly. Resolve that Mr. Mark will be notified in person at the August 9th, 2017 LSB meeting or through the official LSB email list, lsb@kpft.org. Resolve that from the time this resolution is passed by the LSB in a properly called meeting, and the above person or email notice is implemented, that all of Mr. Mark's rights as a member, except as that related to the child, are suspended pending disposition of the case.
Seeing that this motion came from a committee and that it was unanimous, It does not require a second. Is there a speaker against the motion? Robert Mark.
The last paragraph violates the bylaws. This body cannot remove me as a voting member of this committee, with the exception of at the trial that was mentioned. By a vote of this committee without complying specifically with the bylaws that were referenced in the motion, which means 30 days prior notice and a trial.
Adriana, do you wish to speak to in favor of the motion? This is going to get really testy tonight. I'm asking people to talk after they've been recognized one person at a time. Is there another speaker in favor of the motion? No other speakers. Is there another speaker against the motion?
May I read it so that I can speak to exactly the word? I don't have to.
You're speaking in favor of the motion?
I'm speaking in favor of the motion. I think we should all be held accountable for our actions, even those that are uncivil or in response to somebody else being uncivil. I think that leadership, which is what we all are as directors, require us to have a higher standard of reaction and action in order to be considered someone who represents this body.
Is there another
support this resolution?
Is there another speaker? Say what?
Question? Inquiry?
Yes.
Information?
Request for information.
Request for information.
What is your request?
So Bob makes a statement that it's not legal for us to take this action. Do we have a ruling on that? Is that true or not?
That's up to the body to decide.
So there's nothing in the law, the bylaws that. I mean, his claim is that the laws and bylaws prevent us from even talking about this. So my question is that true?
Yeah. Can everybody read again the motion? Because the motion doesn't say that he will be removed.
But that he'll be sanctioned in the meantime. And I think his point is that we can't sanction
him. Jaime and Adriana, you're doing exactly what I'm trying to prevent from happening.
No, I just want to
Robert. Robert, what you need to do is to move to remove whatever part of this item you wish to remove, and if it is seconded and your amendment passes, then what you were talking about will be separated out from the rest of the motion.
I'm unclear whether it was the last paragraph or a last sentence, but the reference to denying a member's right to participate as a member of this body without complying strictly with the bylaws needs to be removed by someone.
Hold on.
Okay.
Adriana? Okay.
Casey. Can I just ask that when we reference the bylaws or any kind of document that we say where it says it's against the bylaws so we can look it up?
Yeah. And I think in Robert's Rules of Order, it says when someone has been cited and is facing a trial during that 30-day period, they lose their rights to participate. I don't think the bylaws specifically address this, but I am open to an appeal from the decision of the chair. Also, the body can separate this out if they so choose to do so. And Robert, if you wish to make that as an amendment to this motion, regardless of what Robert's or the bylaws say.
It is in fact the last paragraph to clarify the motion.
Yes. The amendment. You want to separate
that
this
I want
up.
That paragraph removed. Roberts does not control me. We have a specific bylaw that talks about sanctioning and removing a member of this body as a delegate of Pacifica. It is wholly inclusive of the process. And it requires that nothing happen until 30 days notice and a trial occurs.
Well, if you'll find, you can look for that and find and cite the specific statement Then I will give you the floor once again. Bill Crozier, you wanted to speak?
It's still not clear. Is this on the agenda? I can't find it.
Yes, it is. It is what we just voted on, 7A, Investigative Committee for Robert Marks. It was on the first page. It is the seventh line down and the A that follows it. On page one.
The text of the motion is not on the agenda, right?
Correct.
What date was she talking about? For the meeting?
September 20th.
Yes, September 20th, 2017.
Okay.
I'm just working check to see if this meeting is scheduled.
Is there another speaker in favor of the motion? Is there another speaker? You're only allowed one time.
Just a point of order.
That's your point. I can't tell it when you just raise your
ruling. I think Mark Bader challenged your ruling, I believe. Is that correct?
I am asking him to find that language before we go to a vote.
Correct.
Jim, oh, by the way, I looked up in our standing and special rules, each person is allowed one time to speak and for 2 minutes. The only person who is allowed to speak longer is the maker of the motion or the maker of an amendment. And that's 10 minutes based on Roberts. Okay, do you have the citation?
It's Article 4, Section 9.
Would you please read that to us?
Any delegate shall be removed as a position from a delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occasion of any of the following. D is the one that's relevant here. Upon a fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation. Wait a minute. Directors of the foundation. I may have been wrong. Subparagraph.
Go down to section 9D or 9E if that's it.
9E.
Go down to the bottom.
Upon a majority vote of the class of members associated with the radio station who originally elected the delegate, voting by written ballot in an election to remove said delegate, provided that a quorum is established by written ballot, and further provided that before any such election may be held, the secretary of the appropriate local station board shall have first received the petition. Oh, that's not it either.
Okay. Jim, and this will be your one opportunity to speak to this issue, or at least the amendment, if that's what you're speaking to.
I don't know why you're concerned about me talking multiple times.
I cannot hear. I'm sorry.
I had it right the first time.
Would you please read that?
It's section D. Upon a fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation, or a two-thirds vote of all the delegates for the same radio station as the delegate in question, at a meeting on said issue, after a review of the facts, and in its sole discretion, said delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation and the radio station. Then going on, in the event of a removal proceeding pursuant to this section, 9D or E, the delegate must be afforded a reasonable and appropriate due process according to the circumstances, including a notice and opportunity to be heard at the meeting or in writing. If a written ballot is submitted to the members, any delegate who is removed who is simultaneously serving as a foundation director or officer of the foundation or an LSV shall be deemed removed from any and all of these positions and from any positions on a committee that she held by reason of his or her role as a delegate or director. Notice of said meeting to remove the delegate must be given in writing at least 30 days in advance. The delegate removed pursuant to section 9D or 9E shall not be eligible for re-election as a delegate for a period of at least 3 years. So that's all inclusive.
I'm going to rule that this seat will remain your seat. And should we go forward with a trial and you are exonerated, then you will resume all of your rights as you have them now. But during the 30 days leading up to the trial, you will not have the rights, but your seat will remain your seat and no one will fill it.
If that's the rule, then you should be gone for 3 years. Because, you know, we had this process with you and you proceeded with all of those meetings.
Point of order, Ted.
State your point.
This is not the discussion.
Okay. You can appeal from the decision of the chair, and the body will decide whether or not they wish to allow you to continue to have those rights. But my ruling is what I just stated.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. My ruling, and everyone can speak one time on this, and I'm going to say for 2 minutes, and I'm going to ask Elaine to be the timekeeper.
You can talk for 10.
My ruling is that, based on Robert's Rules of Order, since the bylaws are silent on the issue of what kind of rights you retain, the right to continue to participate in these meetings with this essentially an indictment hanging over your head is inappropriate. And in reference to something that's really not relevant, but there was no investigation and trial in the case where I was kept on this body by virtue of the fact that the body did not vote two-thirds in favor of removing me. State your point.
My point is, it's a back and forth.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. May I finish? My point of order is that the members only, we are setting a 30-day trial, that is what our bylaws tell us to do. Can we give exactly that and stop this?
We're done. I'm going to ask Cliff if you would you like to speak to this matter?
Yeah.
Lars? Okay. Anissa?
No, just that the proceedings be fair and just and equal to everybody.
Okay. Cliff? I mean, Wally.
I don't see the Robert's Rules of Order should be proceeding. What he just read from there. It doesn't say anything about denying him his rights. And bringing up Robert's Rules of Order, like it supersedes everything. I don't know.
Benicio.
No,
Alexandra?
Casey? I didn't hear anything in what you read that said that it countered the motion that had been put on the floor. Like if you listen to the words he read, they don't contradict the motion.
Okay. Jim?
Okay.
PK?
I agree that I don't think it contradicts the motion of the resolution that
we can't hear.
Sorry, I usually talk loud. I agree with Casey that it does not.
Okay. Adriana? Susan?
No.
Jaime? Okay. Bob?
Okay.
Susie?
I agree with Casey.
Okay. Mike?
I'll pass.
And Jerry?
I'm not sure where you're getting this idea that with the 30 days preceding the trial and the investigation, that his seat is open, but he has no rights to. Where's that coming from? I have no idea.
I can find it in here.
Can I clarify? Well, he didn't say the seat was open. He said he's maintaining his seat.
Well, he is maintaining his seat, but he said he had no rights during that 30 days, and I don't see where that came from. And it was not in some sort of ruling. I think the chair is out of order.
Can you look for it? It's somewhere in this area. Bill?
Jerry's right. I mean, you're saying basically guilty until proven innocent. Anybody could create an accusation of somebody and then therefore they wouldn't be able to participate for a month or until some investigation happens. It makes no sense. And it's not in the bylaws and you don't have the authority to do this. I don't know where you're making this up, but this is It's just so contrary to being fair to people. And, you know, personally, it really bothers me, all this personal attacks and investigations.
Point of order. Point of order.
Well, it's out of order. The whole
point
motion's
point
out
of order. Order.
He's got 2 minutes to say whatever he wants to say.
I think the whole motion's out of order. And, you know, all the problems we have with Pacifica and KPFT, to pick on stuff like this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be wasting time on it. We shouldn't, certainly should not be violating the bylaws and our own rules. And in a sense of fair process.
Elaine?
I agree with Bill.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Right there. I get a new market.
I just marked up my book. A resolution preferring charges may, although it need not, be accompanied by one suspending all or some specified portion of the accused authority, rights, and duties as an officer, or rights as a member, except those rights that relate to the trial, pending disposition of the case, effective from the time official notification of the resolution is delivered to the accused address. So the suspending of all or some specified portion of the accused authority, rights, and duties.
And the page number?
What page?
Page number 662, lines 25 to 30, or 31. Okay, we've had an appeal from the decision of the chair. It allowed one speaker, each of you one opportunity, gave the chair one opportunity to speak twice, and now we will proceed to a vote. No.
Huh?
All those.
I have a question.
You got one opportunity, and you spoke at the very beginning in favor of your. You made the motion.
You went straight to defend.
All right. Yes, Alexandra.
Okay. So that's going to supersede it, right? The Roberts Rules of Order version, and then it said you may suspend all or part of his, so then wouldn't we need to make a decision before voting on this, what all or part means? I mean, I'm just asking for clarification. I don't have a side yet, but what does that mean exactly? All or part of his rules, all or part of his voting privileges. So
that was in my motion.
So what did your motion say that you wanted to take away? Because it's been so long since we heard that, and it's not in the, okay.
Resolved that from the time this resolution is passed by the LSP and properly called meeting, and the above person or email notice is implemented, that all of Mr. Robert Mark's rights as a member, except as related to the trial, are suspended pending disposition of the case.
Okay, so that's all.
Okay, so Robert, would you like to have, you have 2 minutes.
I just want you to reread that part about sending me notice at my address. I didn't get any notice of this. The last email I got about this is someone claiming a mistake was made because this committee was not created in an executive session and therefore rescinding the actions of the committee. And then all of a sudden this is dumped on us tonight. There was no notice sent to me, so I think we should postpone this till the next meeting.
Okay, we're now going to go to a vote on the ruling of the chair. Those who believe that his rights will be suspended pending the trial for 30 days, please raise your hands.
Point of information.
Yes.
Are we voting on that? Because that's the actual motion, or are we voting?
Just the portion.
Okay.
We're just talking about assuming the motion passes, we're saying that his rights to participate will be suspended until the trial occurs.
Can I say something to what was said before?
No, this is not, we'll be debating this all night long. You're either going to suspend his rights or not.
I do want to point out, because I don't want any misinformation, that this gesture was made public. This is not, as Mrs.
Okay.
Crozier
okay.
says,
okay. All right.
something that we're pretending happened.
Okay. All those in favor of sustaining the decision of the chair, please raise your hands. To suspend his rights to participate for the next 30 days. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No one
what we're voting on.
Yes,
what are we voting on?
Yes,
we
know what we're talking about.
We don't know what we're voting on.
I'll say it one more time. We are voting on whether or not he will be able to participate as a member of this body should there be a trial in 30 days. The ruling of the chair is that his rights would be suspended for the next 30 days. Okay. All those in favor of the ruling of the chair, please raise your hands. 1, 4. PK, are you? I can't tell whether you're voting.
I'm still a little confused. Just the ruling of the chair, not what's the...
Just the ruling of the chair. The rest of the motion will be addressed separately.
As
okay.
Point of information.
State your point.
Also, we will also rule whether we would like to choose him suspending the last part of the paragraph. Are we going to go back to that also, or we're just...
If this fails, then the clause in the motion about suspending his rights will be removed, and we will only vote on proceeding on determining whether or not we are going to proceed to a trial.
Point of order. You've explained it like 4 times. So stop the cutting. You voted yes.
All those in favor of sustaining the ruling of the chair, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so the ruling of the chair is not sustained. We will now go to a vote on the motion. Yes?
I was on the stack. You're about to give me my 10 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't like sentence 3 or paragraph 3 or whatever you want to call it. So we've already found him guilty, right? Hold on, listen. Here, can you get them under control? I got 2 minutes. Resolve that Robert Mark is hereby cited to appear to show cause why he should not be removed from the position. So it's not to investigate, it's not to like hear from him, it's to, for him to show up and say why he should not be removed.
Jim, if you don't want them to talk, then you just keep talking and say what you want to say without asking them a question by raising the question mark at the end of your sentences.
Okay, I'd like to have that rewritten. So I have a second.
Can I answer his question? Because it's a valid question.
And everybody needs to be careful when they raise their hands. A lot of people are leaving their hands a little bit around, so be careful.
Okay. Do you have a motion or an amendment?
I have a motion that I would like to say Robert Mark is hereby cited to appear and provide testimony on his side of the argument.
Do
I have a second?
Would you put that in writing and pass it to the chair?
Nobody else has had to. You always pick on me.
Her motion's in writing?
I'd be happy to write what we just voted on and have it in the record.
If the secretary feels
that's necessary.
Okay, there is an amendment. And
would you like me to explain it?
Well, you can speak against the amendment. And
there
I'm
no
giving you this
yet.
Opportunity.
There is no motion. You have to come down and write. You got to wait.
No, we understand it, but I want it to be right in the record. Adrian.
If there is a trial and no one has found Robert Mark guilty at all, and at the end of the day, if he is found guilty, this could be what he faces. Does that make sense to you?
No back and forth dialogue.
It's just like you're
Adrian, speak to me, don't
okay,
dialogue.
I'm sorry. It is the same thing as if you are on trial for murder and you know that if you are found guilty, then it is up to the jury to decide what your penalty would be, and if that penalty would be 30 years in prison, it's the same thing. You just go into it knowing that that's a possible outcome.
Okay, is there another speaker in favor of Jim Krafko's amendment? Robert.
I think that the confusion is the use of the phrase show cause kind of presumes guilt, which is not a full and fair trial.
It's taken straight out
of the show.
You're
out of cause,
it's like you got to prove to us otherwise this is a done deal. Whereas I am entitled to a due process trial wherein I should have some, the movers should have some burden of proof against me. And that, like I said, show cause is a term of art. And so that's the
point of order.
State your point.
I think and I believe that everybody that has something to say and to speak to this have so to the limit. I say that we move on.
Susie, that was not a point of order. It was debate, and so noted.
That contradicts sentence two, where it talks about additional
testimony. You're out of order.
Additional testimony from witnesses.
Call the member to order, please.
Okay.
Susie, paragraph section.
Jim, you're
two.
Out of
read
order.
Section two. You asked for additional testimony. It's not over.
I'm sure you got it.
Move that the Robert Mark is cited to appear to provide his testimony. Is there any objection to this amendment which was offered by Jim Krafko, which says Robert Mark is cited to appear to provide his testimony? Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Hasn't she already spoken to it?
Yes, Adrian has. Adriana.
You can stand up if you want me to. I think that was very clear that the motion is talking about the trial, a 30 days trial. That is exactly what the bylaws provide. That is exactly what it is. We can discuss the whole night, and what we cannot discuss is the facts. The act was in public, in this open meeting of the CSB, and we have proof, graphic and audio proof that happened. Then it's not a discussion. The trial is a trial. That's what the motion was. Why are we trying to waste time turning around? If we have the option in this trial to present his case. That's it. I think that is very clear what the motion is.
Are we prepared to vote on this amendment, which is to state Robert Mark is cited to appear to provide his testimony?
Point of information.
What is your question?
My question is, in Robert's rules, and this is what I went off of, does it not state that we have to provide the highest level of penalty in order to even sanction? Like, you have to say what the person could be
You're
facing.
Going beyond asking a question.
I'm asking, that's my question. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
I agree. Yes, your understanding is correct. I don't see a contradiction between this and what's there. It still takes us to a trial. Okay, so all those in favor.
I have another thing I would point out. People.
Go ahead.
Since it says I am required to show up, I have a prearranged trip up to see my grandchildren, leaving the day following our next LSB meeting, as is my habit to try not to have my traveling go through LSB meetings. And I won't be back until the 1st or 2nd of October. So I just want to put everybody on notice that if your purpose is to have a fair hearing, you should have a fair hearing when someone is available.
All those in favor of this amendment, which states Robert Mark is cited to appear to provide his testimony only. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The noes have it, and this amendment is defeated. Okay. So now we will go to a vote. Okay. I don't have you having spoken. And do we have any other speakers to vote on the motion with the deletion part about suspending his rights for 30 days? Are there any other speakers on this motion, which essentially, Bill, you've already spoken to this motion.
He spoke to your ruling. He spoke to the ruling,
Does anybody object to me allowing Bill Crozier to speak one last time on this matter? Only one? Bill, you have the floor for 2 minutes.
Bob just said he's going to be out of town, so how can you have a fair thing? You
know, it's October.
You're out of order, Mr. Kravka.
He's not
going to
be in town.
Like,
we heard that.
I don't understand how.
Point of order.
So I object to the motion because you're going to have it when he's not going to be here. You can't provide any testimony or whatever.
Adrian, have you spoken to the motion? We're about to go to a vote.
Request for information.
What is your request?
Paragraph. Three of the motion says it resolves that Robert Mark is hereby cited to appear at said adjourned meeting for trial to show cause why he shall not be removed from the position of delegate and otherwise sanctioned on the following charge and specifications. What gives a committee the authority to try a member, a delegate to the PNB? That is a function per the bylaws that is reserved to the entire LSB.
Point of order.
State your point.
Seems that we are picking rules at random to keep this going. I say we vote on the motion.
I sustain your point of order, and we are going to proceed to a vote as to whether or not we are going to have a trial on this matter on September the 20th. All those in favor, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The motion fails. We will now move to item 13.2. Adrian?
Point of information.
State your point.
I'm just wondering, so the consequences of that vote means that the investigation I voted for is over.
Correct.
And no further action is taken.
Correct. 13-2.
They
shouldn't have been Brady. We would have voted for him.
Adrian.
So we're
on that particular charge, that charge is now dropped. Okay, we are moving. We are moving to item. Adrian, we can pursue other options, but not tonight.
This is
tomorrow. Let's move to item 13-2.
Let's go.
Would you please read your motion? State your point.
Yes. Can you call Member Kravka to order because he keeps coaching from there and he keeps telling you what to do and the rest of the people. Can you
I'm helping him. I'm a parliamentarian.
Can you see he's doing it again?
Adrian, item number 13 too. I'm not. Your point is not well taken. Adrian, 13 too.
The old resolutions. So we're talking about this. This document that needs to be rescinded.
Can you read what the motion is, please? The motion, and then we can, and then if this comes from a committee, you will be able to speak to it immediately upon making the motion. It's item 13.2. It's below the letter B. The second B in on page 2 of tonight's agenda.
I move the KPFT LSB hereby rescind the adopted regulation passed by the KPFT LSB on March 16, 2011. And that, as it is worded, it creates a motivation for other local organizations to seek out the dissolution of KPFT and that they might profit from said dissolution.
Is this a motion from a committee, or is this your motion?
It's not a committee.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Adrian, would you please speak to your motion? You have up to 10 minutes. Everyone else can speak one time for 2 minutes.
I'll say the talk. Sorry, Adriana.
You're out of order, Mr. Kraft.
Okay, it's not 8 o'clock.
Okay. Do you mind if we go to public comment and then come back to this in 30 minutes? Okay, there's been actually someone requested of me, because of the large number of people here tonight, that we expand beyond the 30 minutes that is normally allotted. The bylaws state for a minimum of 30 minutes. Does any member of the body wish to?
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to move that we have. How many people
are signed up already?
I hear
19 so far. 19.